How worried should Americans be about coronavirus?
Coronavirus is not going to cause a major issue in the United States.
How worried should the average American be given these flu numbers when it comes to coronavirus?
Right. So the risk in this country is still deemed to be low. Okay, that is the risk.
You know, the flu is already widespread in the U.S. and it really is much more deadly, is it not?
How worried should Americans be? Should they panic?
No, Americans do not need to panic.
There's an important context we need to keep this in, and that is that the flu is more deadly.
Yeah.
So actually the virus has become more dangerous because it can infect more people. It's more easily able to take root in the community. So it's changing in a worse way.
This is going to be catastrophe upon catastrophe.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life."
What does that mean, don't be afraid of it?
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
Oh, my goodness, Nicole. When I saw that Trump, I mean, I literally was overwhelmed.
The White House and their calculation, this is about trying to instill a sense of normalcy. Then we all know that life can't really feel like it's back to normal. Americans can't feel that they have the virus under control.
We have absolutely zero chance. And by zero chance, I mean zero, Z-E-R-O, zero chance of moving past this with Donald Trump in that job.